agree. I think, you know, one of the things we've tried to do, you know, since we've been here, and once you get into the preseason games and that, and I can't give you the exact percentage, but, you know, if you have a defensive penalty in a drive, the percentage of scoring goes up dramatically, especially if it's a major penalty. So those are big for us, and we try to coach them up a little bit on who's the officiating crew each week, you know, what they're high in a particular area, and just to make you aware. And I think one of the most important things as a player and as coaches, you know, how a game's being called, you have to adapt to. You know, if it's really tight, you know, you can complain all you want, but you better adjust to what's happening. You know, and that I think is, you know, players understanding. And you know, there's always penalties that you think you didn't do, and there's probably some penalties that didn't get called. But the most important thing is to realize that this is a penalty. And one of the things that, you know, we try to do in practice and even after the game, we'll say, hey, you know that's you got to watch your hands here. You know, they didn't call it, but you got to understand that. So, you know, whether it was called or not called, you know, the thing we try to do is, hey, understand what's happening here. You know, and I think the players do a good job of that, and they know if they were fortunate maybe to get away with something that they didn't do, but I think that's just a big part of it, you know.
Do I have that number right? I mean, is it four?
I know we've had two with none.
Right, the Giants and Jackson.
Yeah, right. So, you know, which is hard to do, right. You know, and especially, like you say, the way we're playing, but I think that might be accurate.
Well, a lot of times good pass rushing teams will get some offsides penalties, and at the back end you see some holding or some pass interference. How do you explain the discipline that you guys have been able to?
Well, I think that's the individual players, and then the, you know, the coaches, you know, particularly, you know, Emma now on the back end, you know, talking to those guys, like I say, constantly, you know, during practice, and then, you know, after we view practice, say, hey, you know, you got to watch your hands here, you know, and a lot of it is, you know, sometimes you get lazy feet, and, you know, that usually causes your problems. That's why you end up reaching, you know, but understanding that, and then, like I say, understanding really the enforcement of the penalty, how it's going to be called this particular week or during the course of a game. You know, you just have to understand it. You know, it's like driving your car. You know, if they're going to enforce it at 56, you better be at 55. You know, if they're not going to do it till 60, then you can get up there to 59. But you just have to kind of understand what's the consequences of this.
How do you expect Tennessee to be different, Fitzpatrick versus Walker?
I think very little. I think you know, they've really kind of settled in. I think they're playing really effective and efficient on offense. They've got a very solid offensive line. I think that's. You know, done a really good job in protection. They play well as a unit. Obviously, the running back's the running back, so I don't think it's going to change. And I think Ryan, he's probably not as fast as Jake was, but he has all the mobility that you want. And that part I don't see really changing hardly anything they do. I'm sure there's particular plays in their offense or throws or whatever that he likes better than the other guy at this point, but I don't think we'd notice a big difference, you know, and we're not anticipating a huge difference, you know.
What had Marcus Cooper showing you that made you feel comfortable giving him a shot to extend the playing time?
Well, you know, he's come in here and he's competed very hard, you know, and, you know, obviously, you know, we watched him a lot when he was working against our offense, you know, trying to figure out, okay, what kind of talent does this guy have, and what kind of, probably more important talent is what kind of competitiveness does he have, you know? Is he tough-minded? Is he going to be able to go out there and if a guy, you know, beats him on a route, is he going to, you know, back off, or is he just going to get right back up on him and play? And he's, you know, he's showing us that, I mean, he's highly competitive. He's a young guy. He's got, you know, he's got miles to go. But he's going to go to work, and he'll compete. And, you know, that's kind of been his MO since he's been here, you know. So, and he's got some skill. He's got some range. And, you know, he's just got to, like, as he knows, he's got to just keep working. And it's a technique game. So, you know, that experience of playing, you know, 50-some plays the other day is a great one for him. And hopefully he can just keep going. And, you know, at the end of the Jacksonville game when they were – you know, he and several of these other guys were in there, you know, we made a point, you know, it didn't really matter if Jacksonville scored from the standpoint of win or lose in the game, but the idea that those guys that were on the field there were competing, and we told them that, hey, there's going to be somebody in this group within the next couple of weeks that's going to have to step up and play, and in this case it was him. So I think that just, you know, says, hey, look, you got to come out here every single day, whether you think you're up or not, and you got to get better, because the guys that aren't, that are in the background right now, they don't get a lot of reps, but they have to stay competitive in practice. They've got to demand a lot of themselves, and when the call comes, you got to be ready. You can't wait for the call to get ready. So I think you tribute to him and Al and Emmett to just keep working those guys has been really good. They spent a lot of time, you know, extra time with those guys in the meeting room, and you know, it showed up last Sunday.
Bob, do you have any reaction to the Service Academy situation with the government shutdown, and what would you be thinking if you were still in Army dealing with that?
Well, I guess I'd be glad of the news yesterday that they're going to play. You know, I mean, that'd be a really difficult thing. You know, and you know, you're part of obviously a much bigger operation that this is affecting. But you know, as a coach and as a player there, you're thinking, hey, this is what I'm doing. You know, and you probably don't quite understand or grasp, you know, why did we get thrown in this whole mess here? But hopefully, it looks like it's been worked out, and you know, it'll go forward. And I thought with Air Force and Navy playing each other, I thought there'd be a little rattling going on in that Pentagon that might get something done. And I'm glad it did.
I'm sorry, back to Cooper. We know Flowers will be back at some point. Mm-hmm. Does Cooper fit the profile of a guy who could maybe help in nickel, or is he?
Well, yeah, he played in nickel. He can. He, you know, he's got some versatility. You know, we've worked him inside. You know, and that. I think that's just got to wait to see. You know, what the plan is a little bit, but he's got some skill level in there, and I think he could possibly work himself in. Definitely on the outside. I mean, because he did that already in nickel.
About percent chance Flowers plays Sunday?
I have no idea. That's out of my area of expertise.
Bob, Ryan Fitzpatrick was 2-5 against you guys while you were in New York. How much does the familiarity of going against him every year help you?
Well, you just to know the guy. I mean, we know him from both sides. You know, he had some really good games against us. Ryan is a really sharp guy on the field. He knows what's going on, and he's a very aggressive quarterback. You know, by that I mean he's not afraid to make a throw. He plays with confidence. He's not afraid to throw the ball in there, and when you have that and you have mobility, that can make for a dangerous guy. So you know, we have the guys that I know, they played him here in Kansas City as well. When you play this guy, you realize, hey, look, you're going to have to go to work here. You know, this isn't a guy that's just going to come in and take snaps and hand off. I mean, they're going to do what they do, and he's more than capable. So I think from just the standpoint of understanding who he was, you know, when we played him, now it's not a guy just unfamiliar to us. We know he can move. I know he can move the ball. I know he can throw the ball. I know he can escape pressure. And I know you got to work hard to compete with him mentally, you know, on the field.
When Coach Reed says pretty much every week that he feels like there's a ton of room for improvement for you guys, but you're 4-0, and the defense has been playing very well. Is that just more of a coach's mindset, or do you really feel like there's some areas that you guys are pushing in right now?
Well, if you'd have been in practice yesterday, you'd know for sure there is. No, I think that's one of the things that's really important in the whole deal here is I think that, you know, when we started here, you know, I always tell the players that, look, you know, I love what we do. I love our system and all that, but that doesn't make it work. Two things make it work: players make it work, and culture makes it work. You know, and I always tell them it's not what we do; it's how we do it. You know, so that demands a lot. That means every single day you got to come out here, whether it's a drill or a team period, whatever, and you got to find a way to get a little bit better. We're not talking quantum leaps here; we're just talking about inching forward, but if you're not getting better, you're getting worse. So, because you have an opportunity here. So, that to me is one of the things that they've embraced here. Is look, okay, we got this, you know, and we understand this. And Sometimes they need a little push, but most of the time they realize, look, okay, we got to get this thing ratcheted up here. We got to be a little bit better here. I need to have a better stance. I need better footwork. I need better hand placement. I got to execute this at a higher speed than what I'm doing. And as long as they embrace that and they internalize that, we've got a chance, you know, because you can't go backwards here. Now that has nothing to do with wins and losses. That just means that, hey, you're moving forward all the time, and that's the one thing we want to do. And that's hard work. I'm just telling you, day to day, whether it's out here or in the meeting room or whatever, you can't assume, well, I got that down. I've heard that coach 100 times. Yeah, I've done this drill. Well, like we say, you've done that drill, but you need to do the drill just a little bit better. Okay, and as long as you just keep doing that, you got a chance here.